Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The issues of trade and globalization of our economy are often discussed during election years, but these discussions usually omit a very important part of this subject: the impact of free trade on marriage. Sadly, the policy called free trade has done tremendous damage to marriage, as I explain in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? For most of our history, the nuclear family, that is, a married mother and father living in one household with their own children, was widespread and highly respected. Even if they started from humble backgrounds, men could expect to find well-paying jobs in manufacturing or other industries that would propel them into the middle class. The expectation of a job that paid enough to support a full-time homemaker was a lifestyle within reach of most Americans. That's no longer the case. Globalization helped kill the American dream, and with it, the American family. By pushing the United States into free trade agreements with poor countries in faraway corners of the world, globalists made American workers compete with very low-paid foreign workers. The high U.S. corporate tax rate also encouraged companies to look overseas for labor, and manufacturing jobs disappeared in America. From 2001 to 2011, we lost an average of 50,000 manufacturing jobs every month, and working class earnings plunged from the high we knew in the 1970s. With good jobs harder to come by, the American dream became harder to achieve. Men no longer earned enough to permit their wives to stay at home, and more women moved out to a minimum wage job instead of staying by the cradle. Free trade failed American families. The next time you hear a politician talking up free trade, remember that free trade has been an attack on American nuclear families.
Yes, the American family is under attack. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, to protect those you love, start by getting your own copy of the new book by Phyllis Schlafly, Who Killed the American Family? Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy at a special discount at eagleforum.org. If we don't respond, who will? Go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statler, on this Wednesday, 18 December 2014. How many shopping days is that till Christmas? Let me see, the 25th. That's I figured the 25th is Christmas, so we got 6 days. 6 days until Christmas. Well, till Christmas Eve. And again, I saw, only this time on a financial show, believe this or not, they had some character that came up there and what he's telling people when to go do their shopping. And lo and behold, it was right before Christmas, when the shelves are still full and they've got to move this inventory. And you'll get deep, deep discounts. Now, that seems to fly in the face of any reason that people might have to do their shopping early so you can get everything out of the way and we can all enjoy Christmas and, you know, round the tree. Some people open up their gifts on Christmas Eve, some on Christmas Day. But that seems to, from a business standpoint, why would a retailer want to discount his stuff 70% to move it off the shelves? What retailer, and in the retail business, folks, trust me, I remember years ago, Montgomery Ward's, they would offer furniture sales 50% off. Until I read one of the invoices that employees weren't supposed to see, and most assuredly customers would never, ever, ever be able to read. But I read one of their invoices, and they were running a furniture sale for 50% off, but it still gave them a 600% markup. So I don't know. Maybe there's some method to their let's clear the shelves day before Christmas, we're on fire sale. I don't know. Maybe it's just to move that inventory. I don't know. But at any rate, I just wanted to give you a little update on that. You know, I mean, if I owned Bloomberg Business Channel or Fox Business Channel or whatever, Do you think people who are advertising for Christmassy stuff would want to hear one of the talking heads say, just ignore all that hype, just go do your shopping the day before Christmas? Does somebody know something I don't? At any rate, last week I reported that Fox News had run a poll and talking about torturing terrorists, and that 81% of the respondents to the Fox poll said that, yeah, torture to some degree is okay. Well, wonder if you'd feel it'd be okay if somebody was torturing you. I would probably say that that would probably flip to 19% saying no. While 81, you know, don't torture me. And the funny thing about this is that people have not been given a clear picture of what torture we're actually talking about. See, this is the sanitized and pre-CIA approved version of this torturing we're doing. You know, this sleep deprivation and, you know, waterboarding. You know, it's really not, these people are in no danger. When they're water tortured, yeah, that, you know, there's two panic modes that the human body will experience that is unlike none other. And that's the fear of drowning and not being able to breathe. And it triggers some pretty interesting stuff to go off in your brain, like, help me, help me, help me, help me. But the full picture of the torture that is being done is not being presented. So I don't think that 81% of Fox News poll respondents would say, yeah, okay, torture's okay to some degree. Yeah, what degree is that exactly? Well, on a follow-up to this, this is really shocking, from Michael Shedlock over at Global Economic Trends. Lou Rockwell actually ran the story, lourockwell.com. He writes, the disgusting poll of the week by Washington Post shows from moderate Democrats to white evangelicals, nearly every demographic group believes torture can be justified. The Post says nearly, but they're being generous. Close scrutiny shows every group supports torture. And here's the question at hand. Looking ahead, do you feel that torture of suspected terrorists can often be justified, sometimes justified, rarely justified, or never justified? Well, conservative Republicans say, and let me see if I can blow this chart up so I don't have to squint here. Yes, it looks like I can. Oh, goody gumdrop. Conservative Republicans say it's sometimes justified. 32% of conservatives say, often justified. 15% rarely justified, and 9% said never justified. Now, that's supposedly the conservative Republican. Now, let's just take a look at the run-of-the-mill Republican. And I guess these are neocons included. Sometimes justified, 46%, often justified, 25%, rarely, 15%, never, 9%. And the white evangelical Protestants out there, oh, well, they beat the conservative Republicans. The white evangelical Protestant says, yes, 45%, it's sometimes justified, often justified, 24%, rarely, 15%, and never justified, never. Whoa. And the list goes on. I'm not going to read you the entire list, but you kind of have the idea. Now, there is not a single group in any age, in any race, in any party, or in any religious affiliation where a majority says torture is always wrong. Only by adding rarely justified to never justified can one find any majority disapprovals. In that combined group, only the Democrats, liberals, no religion, and liberal Democrats take a generally opposing stance. But torture approved at every level. It's no wonder the CIA tortures. They have support at every level. No one objects until it's done to them or their families, but then, guess what, it's too late. When it happens to them, no one will care. Do it in the name of Jesus, you can justify it in the end. Of course, ISIS feels exactly the same way. And torture is always counterproductive. I am thoroughly sickened by these results, but I have an explanation. People have been totally brainwashed by fear-mongering and phony time bomb analogies. They believe torture will produce results. A little bit more on this on the other side. Propaganda. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize how important it is to have airwaves out there that aren't there promoting propaganda to create favorable reviews and polls? And I'm just talking about a little torture issue, not the gamut of lies that you hear every day from the mainstream, or is that lamestream media?
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The fact of the matter is torture never has and never will produce the desired results. Torture is 100% without a doubt counterproductive. It never works and is never justified. And the writer says, I can prove it. And we'll do so later today. I'm proud to take a moral stand on this issue, while evangelical Protestants and alleged conservatives lead the way in moral corruption. And again, do you think, now just imagine this for a second, just imagine that in the entire population of this country, through some miracle, went to republicbroadcasting.org and looked at the torture pictures, the actual torture pictures from Abu Ghraib. And this is with a lot of people. This was in everybody's face, man. There was a lot of people that knew about this that was going on. Could you imagine what goes behind closed doors at these secret bases, secret prisons, Guantanamo Bay? Give it a name, give it a place, give it a time, give it a date. Do you think the respondents would say, well, yeah, geez, yeah, I can see where torture is justified? No. It's how the propaganda is packaged and how it's put out. You know, and I would make jokes about this, saying, you know, the mainstream media is more interested in putting out their propaganda, and just to see if it sticks, they start asking you for your opinion on their opinion, which is passing for news. Do you think if people saw those pictures, that they would have responded the same way? Of course they wouldn't have. Because I'm still of the belief that the majority, and that's well over 51%, folks, since we're in this great democracy, that the overwhelming majority would say no. Maybe even a little bit stronger than that. Maybe hell no. But they'll run their polls. And again, I question the validity of their polls to begin with. I mean, seriously, Fox News, 81, last week, the story was 81%. Yeah, 81% of the Americans think torture's okay. Really? Yeah. What kind of torture are we talking about here? A little sleep deprivation, maybe? Maybe missing a meal? Maybe just a little waterboarding? Not even a minute or two longer than what it's prescribed to under their classification of waterboarding? I am just amazed. This is why networks such as this need to remain. By the way, speaking of network, it just reminded me, tomorrow we're actually going to video shoot the drawing for the 50 cal, the 45, Jack's 12 gauge antique shotgun, and Michael Herzog's guitar. So we're actually going to be videotaping that tomorrow. And the reason I want to videotape it, because I don't want anybody saying, well, hell, how do we know? You know, somebody over there might have drawn names to people that don't exist. No, they're real people. And we'll do the drawing, and we'll video it, and we'll put it on the website. And for you people that donated and were promised the book Super Scam, I talked to Fenner Goldsboro today. Tommy, if Mr. T in Pennsylvania, if you're listening, we have that list compiled. It's going to amaze you. We're probably going to run Fenner Goldsboro out of his second edition book. And which, by the way, speaking of that, funny how memory association works. I want to give y'all a Christmas gift, and one that we'll keep giving year-round. Not only will keep giving year-round, but it'll keep giving year after year after year. And what do I mean about that? Well, I just simply mean that I have at my disposal here the updated affidavit by C. Fenner Goldsboro that kind of makes the IRS a non-issue in people's lives. And that's the rescission process. How to really make these infernal revenue people go away forever. And with a little indulgence, and I don't know, people, you know, when I did this piece the other day on the U.S. Senate report documenting CIA torture, I mean, I went through the whole gamut. It took me damn near an hour to cover the entire thing. And I got some emails saying thank you very much. One guy, very nice. He said, I've been listening to you since the days you were on shortwave. And he said, thank you for that program. Because I can do a news blitz for you here, folks. I can just smash, smash, and this is happening. And on to the next story. You know, I know it's a 21st century world, and people want it, and they want it now. And they want everything right now. And what they get is a little bit of this right now. Or it's okay for right now. That reminds me of the joke of it. Well, it seems to be Mr. Right, or for at least right now, Mr. Right Now. Good things take time. Thoroughness and being thoroughly vetted takes a little bit of time. Unless you plan on shuffling off the mortal coil for, say, the next 24-hour period, you got a little time. You got a little time left. I'm not even going to get into the movie issue. I think, didn't Jack Blood do that expose yesterday? He brought up, who was the guest, do you remember? Mike Sautery, something? Yeah, sure. Easy for you to say and me to hear through a window and repeat. tell you what, just hit your internet or your intercom button there, bud, and tell me who it is.
Daughtry.
What?
Mike Daughtry.
Daughtry. Okay, Mike Daughtry. Okay. Right from, you heard it from his lips, not mine, at any rate. Outstanding interview. I heard most of it. Outstanding interview. So, if I might indulge myself to give you that gift that's going to keep giving, this is going to be my Christmas present to y'all. You know, what do we got coming up April 15th? The day after April 13th? Or, I'm sorry, the day after April 14th and one before 16th? Oh, yeah. But for most people, it's nail-biting, up to your elbows, anxiety time, and at a time that you really don't have the time or the inclination to pay the IRS, but you're scared not to. Well, I'm going to alleviate some of those fears next hour, and again, with your indulgence. If not, I guess you can go wash the car, go do dishes, or go do your laundry, or go eat, or go do whatever you want to do. If you want to keep paying taxes for the rest of your life to the Internal Revenue Service, be my guest. I'm sure the IRS would love it. Ah, the secret of Hanukkah. I got to do this. I just have to do it. I'll do it after the break. By the way, December 17th, which was yesterday, was the beginning of Hanukkah. And according to Michael Hoffman, the secret of Hanukkah is that it commemorates God's delight in the Jewish people. Well, Jewish megalomania and hatred of Christ are the reason Christmas celebrations have been suppressed. I'll get into that after the break. It seems appropriate. It's Hanukkah time.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is by Michael Hoffman. It's been abridged by Henry Mackow, and it's on henrymackow.com. What is Hanukkah? Hanukkah is a Talmudic holiday that is celebrated curiously in the Israeli state and observed in the United States as, well, as competition for Christmas in order to symbolically assert the supremacy of Kalal Yisrael, the Judaic people, over the rest of humanity. You know, it's funny that the people that have crafted and given us hate crimes are themselves a bunch of flaming racists. The secret of Hanukkah was disclosed by Rabbi Levi Isaac Ben Meir of Berditchev, renowned as the Kudashat Levi, after his treatise, a prominent 18th century helichic, or what they call a legal authority. Now, Rabbi Meir revealed a secret known only to a few, that lighting the Hanukkah menorah does not commemorate the victory of the biblical Maccabees. The arcane traditional doctrine of Shazal, that is, the sages of the Talmud, concerning Hanukkah, is that it commemorates God's delight in the Jewish people themselves and their celebrations. The secret teaching of Hanukkah is that God supposedly provided a mythical 8 days of oil, not as a means of facilitating a victory or of guaranteeing the successful completion of a sacred duty, but rather as a sign of his continuing adoration of the Judaic people, which all the rest of us are supposed to emulate, as we in fact do. Whenever we allow a menorah to be erected where a nativity scene is banned. Now, Hanukkah is Talmudism's principal weapon after the Holocaust for injecting the religion of the Talmud into the civic life of our nation during a month of December. At a time when Christianity and its symbols, such as nativity scenes, are increasingly marginalized or banned completely from the public square in favor of menorah lightings. Now, Santa Claus and his collective jingle of cash registers and credit card machines, the Lord Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are made to descend during the Christmas Mass season. The higher the menorah and the Judaic self-worship it represents rises. In the religion of Judaism, the Hanukkah menorah is the symbol of the supreme position which the Talmudic people supposedly occupy in God's eyes. The Hanukkah menorah is not a symbol of biblical occurrence. Hanukkah is a man-made Talmudic tradition intended for self-idolatry. It represents the victory not of the Maccabees over the pagans, but of the selective memory of the rabbis over history. Now, Hanukkah is an enduring commitment to the dark racial and religious conceit of the rabbinic and the Zionist Judaics. Disguised as holiday light and cheer for all, and as such it is a kind of abbreviation for a summation of the strange god of self-adulation, which is the central idol of the votaries of the Orthodox Judaism and the central violation of the first commandment of Exodus. Now, Christmas. Christmas is problematic. It's a problematic time for Orthodox rabbis and their followers. Since it celebrates the birth of Jesus, they hate. The rabbinic term for Christmas Eve is Nidl Nach, a night they regard as accursed. There is a rabbinic tradition of refraining from marital relations on Nidl Nach, according to Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Hasidic Judaism. To conceive a child on Nidl Nach will result in the birth of either an apostate or a pimp. The most prominent rabbinic custom commonly observed on Christmas Eve is to abstain from Torah or Talmudic study. There is an anxiety that one's Talmud study may unwillingly serve as a merit for Jesus' soul, corresponding to the teaching that the Talmud study gives respite to the souls of all the wicked. Now, refraining from the Talmud study on Nidl Nach also serves as a sign of mourning, corresponding to the rabbinic belief that Jesus was a false Messiah who deceived Israel, worshipped a brick, practiced the magic he learned in Egypt, and was born of a harlot who conceived while she was menstruating. I'm not making this up. I'm just relaying it to you. There is a Talmudic custom of eating garlic on Nidl Nach. The reason for this is attributed to the odor of the garlic, which is reputed to repel the demonic soul of Jesus, which is supposed to wander on Christmas Eve like Scrooge's dead partner Marley. Another widespread rabbinic custom in Orthodox Judaism is to make toilet paper on Christmas Eve, a practice made popular among Hasidic Judaics by the, and excuse me if I butcher this because I don't speak Hebrew, the Chidushai Harim. Now, contrast these grotesque Nidl Nach mockeries from the lowest septic tank in hell with the heavenly story of the Holy Family in Bethlehem, the radiant virgin and child, humble shepherds and angels offering glad tidings of peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Frankly, there is no comparison between Talmudic Judaism and true Christianity. And those who attempt to assert that Christianity has ecumenical similarities with the religion of the Talmud are more deluded than the degraded practitioners of the Nidl Nach themselves. In 2014, Nidl Nach is not in effect because December 24th falls on the last night of Hanukkah. Consequently, Hanukkah will be observed in lieu of the usual Nidl Nach blasphemies. Now, who wrote that? Michael Hoffman. Well, He's a former reporter for the New York Bureau of the Associated Press. He's the author of Judaism Strange Gods and Judaism Discovered, and the editor and publisher of Professor Alexander McCall's The Talmud Tested with Johann Andreas Eisenmenger's Tradition of the Jews. You know, how much time do people spend, folks, doing research? How much time do they spend checking out what we take for granted because somebody told us so? You know, remember that shattering day when you learned that there... You mean to tell me there is no Santa Claus? You know, and the kid has remorse because he finds out there's really no Santa Claus, but that doesn't automatically turn into hate of his parents. They hate me. They lied to me. Anybody who lied to me obviously doesn't love me, right? Well, it's a tradition that's been carried on and fostered and bolstered by the advertisers on Wall Street. So, I mean, it is what it is. And skipping around here a little bit, Glenn Greenwald. Name sound familiar? Oh, that's right. That's that guy that used to, that came out with all that information about CIA and all kinds of interesting things. From firstlook.org, Glenn Greenwald, he's over in Jolly Old across the pond. He said, ever since the torture report was released last week, U.S. television outlets have endlessly featured American torturers and torture proponents. But there was one group that was almost never heard from, the victims of their torture. Not even the ones recognized by the U.S. government itself as innocent, not even the family members of the ones they tortured to death, whether by design, and most likely by design, or effect, this inexcusable omission radically distorts coverage. Whenever America is forced to confront its heinous acts, the central strategy is to disappear the victims, render them invisible. That's what robs them of their humanity. It's the process of dehumanization. That, in turn, is what enables American elites first to support atrocities and then, when forced to reckon with them, tell themselves that despite some isolated and well-intentioned bad acts, they are still really good, elevated, noble, admirable people. It's hardly surprising, then, that a Washington Post ABC poll released this morning found that a large majority of Americans believe torture is justified, even when you call it torture. Not having to think about actual human victims makes it easy to justify any sort of crime. Let me stop and digress here. I got a call from CNN. I don't know if you all remember this. Last year, we were running the pictures of the beheaded ones down in Mexico, that the drug gangs and the drug cartels, if they suspected you saddling up with the cops, or if you tried to do something in your towns, your villages down in Mexico against the drug gangs, well, they set examples. What did they do? They cut your head off. And we ran a series of pictures. That one bus stop, you know, the covered kind, you know, you've got the little bench there, and it's... And the entire thing was adorned with human heads and body parts and things of that nature. Well, CNN was aghast. They said, where did you get these pictures? I said, they were emailed to me. Well, can you give us your source? And I said, no, not likely. I'll give you a little hint, though. They're on the internet. Go do some research. Go do the news. Go do what you're supposed to be doing. Never heard back from them. When I get back, I'll finish out this thing on...
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Well, folks, that's the process by which the reliable repellent Tom Friedman seized on the torture report to celebrate America's unique greatness. And I'm quoting him, "We are a beacon of opportunity and freedom, and also these foreigners know in their bones that we do things differently from other big powers in history." The beloved by D.C. columnist wrote after reading about forced rectal feedings and freezing detainees to death. "For the opinion-making class, even America's savage torture is proof of its superiority with inherent goodness." And further quoting him, "This act of self-examination is not only what keeps our society as a whole healthy, it's what keeps us a model that others want to emulate, partner with, and immigrate to." By the way, Friedman himself, who unleashed one of the most literally psychotic defenses of the Iraq war, ended his torture discussion by approvingly quoting John McCain on America's enduring moral superiority. "Even in the worst of times, we are always Americans, and different, stronger, and better than those who would destroy us." This self-glorifying ritual can be sustained only by completely suppressing America's victims. And if you don't hear from the human beings who are tortured, it's easy to pretend nothing truly terrible happened. That's how the war on terror generally has been reported for 13 years and counting. By completely silencing those whose lives are destroyed or ended by U.S. crimes. And that's how the illusion gets sustained. Thusly, we sometimes hear about drones, usually to celebrate the great kills, but almost never hear from their victims, the surviving family members of innocents whom the U.S. kills, or those forced to live under the traumatization regime of permanently circling death robots. We periodically hear about the vile regimes of the U.S. props up for decades, but almost never from the dissidents and activists imprisoned, tortured, and killed by those allied tyrants. Now, most Americans have heard the words rendition and Guantanamo, but could not name a single person victimized by them, let alone recount what happened to them, because they almost never appear on American television. Gee, if you don't see it on Fox News or MSNBC, it doesn't exist. And it would be incredibly easy and incredibly effective for the U.S. television outlets to interview America's torture victims. There is certainly no shortage of them. Groups such as the ACLU, Center for Constitutional Rights, Reprieve, and Cage UK represent many of them. Go look them up for yourself. ACLU, Center for Constitutional Rights, Reprieve, or Cage UK. Go look them up for yourself. The writer says, I've written previously about the transformative experience of meeting and hearing directly from the victims of these abuses by our own government. That human interaction converts an injustice from an abstraction into deeply felt rage and distrust. That's precisely why the U.S. media doesn't air these stories directly from the victims themselves, because it would make it impossible to maintain the pleasing fairy tales about who we really are. And I might add, what we really, really do. When I was in Canada in October, I met with Mar Arar for a second time. Went to his home, had breakfast with his wife and two children. In 2002, Mar, a Canadian citizen of Syrian descent who worked as an engineer, was traveling back home to Ottawa when he was abducted by the U.S. government at JFK Airport, held incommunicado and interrogated for weeks, and then he was rendered to Syria, where the U.S. arranged to have him brutally tortured by Assad's regime. He was kept in a coffin-like cell for 10 months and savagely tortured until even his Syrian captors were convinced that he was completely innocent. He was then unceremoniously released back to his life in Canada as though nothing had happened. When he sued the U.S. government, subservient U.S. courts refused to even hear the case, accepting that Obama's Department of Justice claim that it was too secret to safely adjudicate. Read that is, this is not going to hit a court of law, ladies and gentlemen, and it certainly is not going to be presented with any sort of evidence. Can't have that. The Canadian government released the findings of its investigation, publicly apologized for its role, and then paid him $9 million. He used some of the money to start a political newspaper, which has since closed. He became an eloquent opponent of both the U.S. war on terror and the Assad regime, which tortured him as part of it. The Assad regime? Really? Or was it groups over there that were the anti-Assad regimes that the CIA itself, along with a lot of different little contractors out there that, well, we just, in order to get paid, this is what we're contracted to do. I would believe that. But all you have to do is spend 5 minutes talking to him to see that he has never really recovered from being snatched from his own life and savagely tortured at the behest of the U.S. government, and still holds itself out as a leader of the free world. Part of him is still back in torture chamber, and likely always will be. Now, nobody could listen to Mar Arar speak and feel anything but disgust and outrage toward the U.S. government. Not just the Bush administration, which kidnapped him and sent him to be tortured, but the Obama administration, which protected them and blocked him from receiving justice. And the American media that turned a blind eye toward it, and the majority of the American public that supports this. But that's exactly why we don't hear from him. He isn't on CNN or Meet the Press or Morning Joe to make clear what Michael Hayden and John Yoo, remember him, really did, and what the U.S. government under a Democratic president continues to shield. Now, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Mars out there the U.S. media could easily and do powerful interviews with. McClatchy this week detailed the story of Khalid al-Masri, a German citizen whom the U.S. government abducted in Macedonia, tortured, and then dumped on a road when they decided he wasn't guilty of anything. Now, of course, the U.S. courts also refused to hear his case on secrecy grounds. The detainees held without charges, tortured, and then unceremoniously released from Guantanamo and Bagram are rarely, if ever, heard from on U.S. television, even when the U.S. government is forced to admit that they were guilty of zip, nada, zero, nothing. Now, this is not to say that merely putting these victims on television would fundamentally change how these issues are perceived. Many Americans would look at it as a largely non-white and foreign faces recounting their abuses, or take note of their demonized religion and ethnicity, and react for that reason with indifference or even support of what was done to them. And one could easily imagine such interviews quickly degenerating into a blame-the-victim spectacle. When Fareed Zakhari this week interviewed former Guantanamo detainee and current detainee rights advocate Mohsen Beg, Zakhari demanded that Beg condemn ISIS, even though Beg kept explaining that he was abused cruelly, inhumanely, and degradingly by the U.S. government, that pictures of my children are waved in front of me while I'm being beaten and tortured and abused by people who claim to be bastions of freedom and democracy and human rights. And that, whenever the situation was, whatever it was, the Taliban and the ISIS, they didn't torture me. They didn't put me in dungeons. They didn't beat me. They didn't threaten to, you know, abuse my family. They didn't do that to me. So I can only talk to my experience. Now, what this glaring omission and coverage does more than anything else is conclusively expose the utter fraud of the U.S. media's claim to objectivity and neutrality. Outlets like the Washington Post and the NPR will justify the refusal to call these torture tactics torture by invoking precepts of neutrality. We have to show all views. We can't take sides. Blah, 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 blah. But that's pure deceit, and they don't show all sides. They systematically and quite deliberately exclude the victims of the very policies of the U.S. government they pretend to cover. And they do that because including those victims would be too informative, would provide too much information, would be too enlightening. It would, for many people, shatter the myths of American goodness and the conceit, even when the Americans do heinous things. They do it with goodness and freedom in their hearts, with a guaranteed and permanent status as superior. At the very least, it would make it impossible for many people to deny themselves the utter savagery and sadism carried out in their names. Whoa. Top of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and I do love my country. It's my government I fear.